Give me warp in the factor of
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Discussing Trek. We have some bonus content for you guys today. This is some audio that was taken when I went to Pensacon back in 2018, where Robert Duncan McNeil was on a panel along with Robert Picardo. And in this panel, he talked about his casting on Voyager, how they were looking for a Nick Locarno type to be cast in the role of Tom Paris. Pretty interesting stuff here. He talks about how he got cast, talks about how he had to shave his beard. I thought I had heard this on the Delta Flyers podcast, which I probably did hear him repeat the story there. But this is where I originally heard it, seeing him live in Pensacola, Florida. So hope you enjoy this bonus content, guys, and live long and prosper.
And they called and they wanted me to come out to LA to audition for Tom Paris. But they said, my agent said, you know, the breakdown says, and he read it to me, he said, he described the character, which sounded a lot like Nick Locarno, the character I played on Next Gen. And it said, potential love interest for Janeway, actually, was how he was described. Huh. And then it said something, and then my agent said, you know, they actually said they're looking for a Robbie Duncan McNeil type because of the Nick Locarno role. And my agent was sort of confused. Like, my agent said, well, I don't know if they're bringing this character onto the show, or they've changed the name, or, you know, it was all very vague, and I gotta be honest, I didn't really, like, it seemed so much like Nick Locarno. And they were telling agents that they wanted somebody like me from the episode of Next Gen. So it was a little confusing. But what I came to learn later on is that they had considered bringing Nick Locarno onto Voyager. But when a character is created for one episode as a guest role, and the writer of that episode that creates that character, if that character ever comes back on another episode, that writer, the original writer, gets paid for character creation of that role. And so the studio didn't want to pay that Next Generation writer for 7 years just because Nick Locarno is now on Voyager. And so they changed the name. They changed the backstory, supposedly, a little bit. But I think they really had in mind Nick Locarno and me playing that role from the beginning. That was always part of it. So it was really kind of a union or a royalty issue, I think, for not bringing the character on. But I have an audition story. So I was doing a play in New York, and they asked me to come out, and we did not have official understudies, per se. This was under a Lord contract, which is like a regional theater contract. They're not required to have understudies, even though it was an off-Broadway play, we didn't have understudies. And so I really wanted the job on Star Trek. I wanted the opportunity to audition. But if I had left to audition for the show, they would have had to cancel performances or have the stage manager go on with a script because we didn't have understudies. And I remember thinking, I can't do that to this cast. Like, I can't just abandon them and leave them people who bought tickets and, you know, there's a commitment. So I remember telling my agent, I can't come out. I can't come out for about 2.5 weeks until the show is done. I'll put myself on tape. I'll do anything else. So I did. I put myself on tape. And luckily, they waited for me to get done and then flew me out to L.A. immediately, like the next morning after I finished the play. And I flew out, and I went to the network audition like Bob described. So there's the new network executives and the Paramount studio execs and the room filled with very, very important people. And I come in, and I didn't look like Nick Locarno because I had a big beard from the play I was doing. And I think they were sort of shocked, and I did my audition. And they said, you know, can you wait out in the hallway? And I was the only one, by the way. There was no other actor there to test for Tom Paris. And I could tell that, you know, they were talking for a while. And then Michael Piller comes out and he said, you know, everybody's having trouble picturing you in this role because you've got this thick beard and you don't look like Nick Locarno. He said, would you be willing to shave it? And I said, well, sure, you know, I'm done with this play, sure. He goes, no, I mean, shave it right now. I said, well, yeah, but I mean, I don't have a razor with me or anything, you know, it's a thick beard. He goes, go in my office, I'll bring it to my office, I've got a razor in the bathroom in my office, you'll shave your beard if you're willing to do that, come back in and read again, I think that'll help. So I went over, and it took me a while. Like, if you've ever had a thick beard, it's, you don't just, like, you know, it's not, it was a mess, and I probably was all cut up, and it was bizarre. So I had this horrible shaving job, but I went back in and auditioned, and found out that day that I got the role, and so that was my audition experience.
Can I say that, like, shut up, Wesley? I can just go, shut up, Clarence?